The following is my report from our weekend's open day, which was really very, very wonderful. Right now, the wind is blowing like, well, not like anything, but it's blowing. And as I'm looking out, the cloud is overcast with beautiful black clouds, unfortunately. It's sort of drizzling occasionally and not giving really the type of quality rain that we would need. Everything here in New Vrindavan, at least the grass is golden color. Looks like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but it's not the kind of color that we want. It's all burnt out. And it needs lots of rain. We're not getting the amount of rain that we want. It's cool today. It's overcast. It's somewhat windy. Windy gusts. But not sufficient rain. Friday was a nice introductory day. We got here at noon, and by that time over 400 people had come. Saturday was a cooker. On my thermometer out here on the balcony, the temperature went beyond 40 degrees. So it was really hot. But despite that, we had 2,500 guests came. I suspect that if the weather was more like it was on Sunday, which was nice and cool in the morning and sort of built up to a moderate 30 degrees, sunny 30 degrees in the afternoon. On Sunday we had almost 3,000 people. We would have had more like 3,000 or 3,500 people on Saturday as well. But in any case, our tent, which was destroyed last year, is back up again. This time it's cemented into the ground with reinforced beams. Which were tested Saturday night when we had quite a strong windstorm. And then, you'll see some of the pictures. We'll try to put some of the pictures up on the site. And we had our regular reality show tent, which is really great. People are just queuing up to get in there. Middle-aged men dressing up, putting up dhotis, tilak, kurtas, ladies with their saris, and they go in and chant around the japa, hear a little about philosophy. In the next compartment, there are four. The first one is the dressing, the next one is the japa, the next one is the cooking, where they learn how to cook puri, and then the fourth one is where they make an offering, learn how to offer their puri, bow down, and then they take the puri out and they eat it. And as they go out, just like you may have experience with going out of airports, they go through the shop. They went through the shop and they could buy all the different things which they wore and used there, like japa beads and kurtas and so on, at the shop. And that was a non-stop question-answer booths. Ayurveda booth, one of our honey booth, which was showing the honey that we produced, as well as the honey for medicinal purposes, stings, stomach problems, and so on, and many other sort of culturally attractive things, astrology, palmistry, as well as goods that were being sold. The prasadam tent covered almost the whole of the square in front of the temple room and temple, and that was really, really amazing. There was a non-stop flow of people. There were probably 200 seats there, and a lot of the time it was full. There were four tills in which devotees were selling prasadam from, really, really good quality prasadam, and people were in bliss. The only drawback was is that every single wasp in the county was also over there, and they caused a bit of havoc. Ultimately, we gave them a large tray of lemonade to feed for them and drown themselves, but it's something that we're going to have to deal with next year. How to keep these wasps under control. And then over by the Goshala, we had a whole handicrafts pavilion where many of the things that we manufacture, like the straw shoes, if none of you have, they're not really straw, they're made out of corn husk, really wonderful things. Shoes made from wool, balls, children's toys. These are all handicrafts that we make here in New Brajadan. And hopefully at some time in the future you can be able to order them. You can ask for them now even if you want, but especially for devotees who come and visit. And there was also a archery course over there, archery range. And people could try their hand at hitting. It was interesting. I remembered what it was like, what it's called in English, called a bullseye. Not really a very nice terminology from our cultural point of view. And then they saw the Goshala, and there was a train that was doing the rounds throughout the dam, and it was always packed. It was a guided tour of everything, including the devotees' village, so people really loved that, especially in the 40-degree weather when they didn't have to walk, but rather they could be driven around. And every day we dressed Radhisham very, very beautifully, and the temple was packed. It was nonstop. There were so many people coming there. In fact, yesterday evening, as we were doing bhajan, I saw that the rope with which we pull the fan above Radhisham so that everyone can have the opportunity to do some service was torn, was broken. Understandable, because there were 6,247 guests who pulled that rope in 3 days, and it's understandable that the guests gave way. Out of these, the guests paid, I guess I'll say this in euros, paid about 30,000 euros in entrance fees. In the shop, they purchased about 10,000 euros worth of goods, of books. They purchased about 5,000 euros in the restaurant. They spent almost 20,000. They donated to the deities to the tune of about 3,000. And altogether, anyway, we more than broke even, put it that way. We need 5,000 guests in order to break even, because it's such a large investment. And as far as manpower is concerned, there were 230 devotees engaged full-time in this two-and-a-half-day venture, three-day venture. So we had devotees coming from Eger and Kecskemét and Budapest, as well as the whole Pécs temple. It's a full-on service, because obviously the New Brajadam devotees can't handle everything. They have to continue on with all of the other activities that generally go on here, namely the agriculture, the cow protection, the deity worship. Yesterday, the Indian High Commissioner was here, Ambassador Ranjit Ray, along with his mother. He was also there for the opening of the Rath Yatra. They're a very nice person, and we had lunch after he gave a very nice talk and took a tour of the entire place. Goshakti Prabhu explained to him what cow protection was about, because he didn't really know what cow protection is, and tried to encourage him to help us to try and get some indigenous, original Indian Zebu cows here in Hungary because the agriculture ministry won't let us do that. The only way that they would is if it was some kind of cultural exchange behind which there was a certain political initiative. So all in all, it was really a great success. Right now, as I'm talking, the wind is picking up more and more. It's just amazing how, due to global warming, climate has changed here. We've had wind storms here every day over the last 3 days. Someone is trying to bicycle over here and in against the direction of the wind, and the wind's blowing so strong, he's more or less getting nowhere. And he's just standing in one place. Today's the day for packing up and putting things away, despite the fact that the devotees are really sort of quite worn out, but it's really hard to pack up under these conditions. Something others may want to consider if they want to help in the upcoming years to serve here during the open days, which are always on the last weekend of July, then you're welcome. It would mean coming early, getting ready to work all day long, either cutting potatoes or collecting garbage, serving out prasadam, doing some such services, which may be very menial, but all add up to a very successful festival. For instance, in which our stage program is going on non-stop with bhajans, talks, wedding. We had wedding on both days. Yes, I didn't mention that on Saturday was wedding between Dina Tarini and Patita Pavana. The special significance of that is that she's our homegrown Gurukuli. She's been here in New Brajadam since New Brajadam has been here, went to Gurukul, now teaches in the school, and has never really, aside from visits, stepped outside of New Brajadam for 15 years. New Brajadam is her life, and she's a very sober, balanced, intelligent person. And it's our first marriage of our one of our own children here. So it's quite a significant thing. I think she's 21 now, so she was here since she was 6 years old. And I don't know whether I'll be here to see the marriage of her children, but that's one of the main reasons, if not the main reason, for New Brajadam to be here, to give a future to our own children, to both grow up here, be educated in New Brajadam, and to find that type of service by which they can maintain their families and continue on here generation after generation. Janme Janme Prabhu Se, serving Radhe Shyam. Hare Krishna, see you tomorrow.